The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Let's go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. My buddy, Rose Gray, is here from Fox World Travel. Hey, Rose.
How? Twice in 1 week.
Twice in 1 week, she visited our fine headquarters at Annex Wealth Management because she might be cooking up something. Speaking of Annex Wealth Management, my boss, Dave Spano, heck of a guy, is doing a trip. And what is his next one? It's pretty cool.
It's very, very cool, actually. First of all, Dave walks into the office.
Spano.
Is he listening?
I don't know.
And he's got a vest under his sport jacket, like a fleece vest.
Yeah.
What?
That's...
said, is this like a trend or something you're trying to set here, Dave? He just doesn't care. He just laughed. Anyway, he's a very fun guy to travel with. I had the privilege of going to Mexico with him a year or two ago, and it was actually...
Oh, that was the Lead Danny Behind trip. I remember that one. Yes, yes. Tom Faza went. Rose Gray went. Dave Spano went.
Yeah.
Danny didn't go.
No.
But anyway, so what's his next trip?
He's doing Castles Along the Rhine, and it's September 19th to the 27th, 2020. And I know that sounds like a long time away, but it really isn't, actually. We're starting to do planning for 2021. So if you have any idea that you might want to do this, this is a great, great trip. It starts in Amsterdam and it ends up in Basel, Switzerland. And of course, when we're talking Dave Spano and Annex Wealth Management, we're talking creme de la creme. So then we send them on Uniworld River Cruise, which is the creme de la creme. So it's a lovely itinerary.
And you've traveled with him, so you know he's pretty fun.
And it's not just all, you know, financial planning and numbers.
No, I'm talking about the other side of the fun part.
He's a good guy. And actually, there were people on that trip that use another company for their financial planning, and he was as kind and nice and receptive to their questions as he was to anybody else on the trip.
That's him.
So
he's just a
heck of a guy. And, his wife's pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 So anyway, that's happening.
So
in September.
He did that trip to Italy, right? So Fox World trip to Italy, and we had a huge sellout.
Yep, big sellout. And again, that was with Insight Vacation. So if you traveled with him on that trip, there is a past passenger discount that applies to the Uniworld trip because they're both owned by the same company. So
there you go.
Dave Spano, good guy, love him to death. And I got to go to the Mecca of Annex Wealth Management.
Yes, you
in Elm
did.
Grove. That was my first time.
That's our headquarters.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Know the difference. There you go. And know the difference with travel. It's Fox World Travel. Great website, foxworldtravel.com. You'll see at the top, you'll see business travel, you'll see vacation travel. And many times we talk about the vacation side of it, but if you are a business owner, if you send people out on the road, why not do it with a plan and send them with the business travel section at Fox World Travel. So,
exactly.
Right, you do that as well.
It's travel management is what it is. So if those expenses are just getting out of control and you feel like you need help getting them back in line, we can help you with that as well.
Got it. All right. Let's start with a call about New Zealand. How about that? That's where Pat is going. Hey, Pat.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good for you, huh?
Yes. Great for us. There'll be three couples going, and we were wondering the best way to keep in touch with the family. What type of phone service you recommend?
Well, is this going to be a situation where you're going from hotel to hotel that probably is offering Wi-Fi service?
Correct. We will have Wi-Fi. We're going to be going and staying at VRBOs, and we do have access to Wi-Fi, but actual phone service was the biggest question.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that you can do. If you feel like when you are away from your accommodations and you're not going to have Wi-Fi and you feel like that's important, what you might want to do is reach out to your phone provider here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and find out what it would cost to add an international plan to your phone program.
Okay,
so that's one thing. Now, I will tell you, there are some that are really good at it, Verizon being one of them. There are some that are not so good at it, U.S. Cellular being one of them. I happen to have U.S. Cellular, so on occasion when I am in the same predicament you are in, I take along my mobile, M-O-B-A-L, phone. And I've had it for years. It's a SIM card. It's there's a plan on their program, I think, is now $119. You own the phone for the rest of your life, but it's a satellite phone. Okay. And so you pay per use.
Oh.
So if you were out and about and you felt like, wow, I really need to have something along, maybe one of the couples, because it says here that three couples are going,
right,
maybe you buy it and split the cost or whatever. And then from that point on, the rest of your life, if one of the couples is going on another international trip, you say, here's the phone. Kind of a thing. So that would work. But the Wi-Fi situation, as long as you can, you know, you've got Facebook chat and that kind of a thing, you have good ways to keep in touch. But mobal.com, check it out. They'll send it to your home and it's pretty inexpensive.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Oh, sorry, Pat. You've been to New Zealand?
I have, actually. Yeah. Both sides of New Zealand, top and bottom, North and South Island. You know, they were pretty devastated by a hurricane, by an earthquake some years back.
You know,
back.
They still really haven't rebuilt a lot of it.
Yeah. So, the people that just came back from our Australia, New Zealand with Elizabeth Kramer last year said it's pretty, there's definitely evidence of the earthquake, especially in Christchurch, and it wasn't really cleaned up that well.
See, what makes that awesome topography is what gives it problems, right?
Precisely.
It's mountains are stuff sticking up.
Yep.
That's what it is.
You know, and I should have asked Pat, I wonder if they were just doing New Zealand, I think, because otherwise she would have mentioned Australia. A lot of times people feel like if I'm flying that far, I have to include Australia. The sad part about that is sometimes they're putting way too much in a short period of time, and that makes me very nervous. If you can devote an entire vacation to New Zealand and then a separate time go to Australia, that really is a great way to do it.
What do you mean? It's like you're in the neighborhood. Why don't you just...
That's what people do.
Why don't you just pop over?
Yeah, people do that to Europe too all the time. Like, well, I'm flying all the way over there, so can we just include...
Well, that would make sense though, wouldn't it? No?
Most of the time people can't devote the time they need to both destinations.
Oh, okay.
So I could easily spend 14 days in New Zealand. I wouldn't even... That's not even impossible.
Well, that's you.
Right.
I bet you could. All right. Could. Rose is here. How about you? 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
918 WTMJ, 35 degrees. WTMJ 5-day forecast. Cloudy, breezy today, 40. Cloudy tonight, overnight, 32. Tomorrow, cloudy. Had a wintry mix changing to rain in the afternoon with a high of 37. 38 on Monday, 40 on Tuesday, and 46 Wednesday. And again, 37 degrees tomorrow. Join me and Rose Gray. We're going to walk all the way around Lake Geneva tomorrow.
Mm-mm,
nope,
mm-mm,
you're out?
No, I'm out.
Okay. I'm doing it.
Danny, that's just nothing compared to some of the wacky stuff you do.
Well, it's part of the wacky stuff. So anyway, we're doing this. I'm with a ruck club. Rucking is you walk with weight on your back. And so we're going to do the 21 miles around Lake Geneva tomorrow.
See,
so.
Now, if they said you have to wear 4-inch heels, that's your challenge, I'd be like, okay, I can do that. But a weight on my back? No.
Nope.
Not doing that.
All right. Our number, 414-799-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show on the air. I don't want to spring this one on you because I don't understand this question. But, hey, Rose. I'm wondering if you would suggest using the key on Royal Caribbean, and if so, what benefits do you receive for the extra cost? Do you know what that is? What does that mean?
I think I do. Somebody's going to probably have to, one of my team that's listening right now is probably going to be texting me any minute and say, of course, that's that additional.
Oh, it's the key program. Okay.
Yes, it's all a program that you can buy on Royal Caribbean, and you get some perks and benefits. Now that you've Googled it, what does it say?
Well, there's a lot of information, so.
Yeah.
So I can tell you what Royal Caribbean says.
What do they say? What are the benefits of the Key program?
The Key is a program that provides Royal Caribbean international guests with premier access to exclusive experiences during their cruise vacation.
Yeah, they get things like private onboard activities that the other people who do not have the Key program cannot attend. They get early check-in and early boarding. They get early disembarkation. A lot of times on their ship, there's very cool things like rock climbing and flow riders. And do you know what a flow rider is?
Yeah. Mm,
no.
No.
It's sort of like surfing, but you're stationary.
You're gonna ask Sean, our producer now. Now, okay. He's getting ready with his okay boomer. But Flo Rida is a rapper, right? But
Flo Rida.
Rida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a rapper, but he took his name from that. What is a Flo Rida?
Well,
jet ski?
Surfing. You're surfing. You're on the ship. And
you're falling down in front of people.
Precisely.
Okay. All right.
Precisely.
All right. That's what a Flo Rida is. The Flo Rida. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's cool. So anyway, there's a cost associated with that. And then so sometimes they give you a certain time of the day that you can go for no cost and that kind of thing. So you have to look at the benefits of the KEY program and say, yes, I would do this. Yes, I would do this. Nope, I'm not doing the Flo Rida. So I don't need that.
Dur.
Yeah, Flo Rida. Dur,
not da.
Dur. And I'm not going to rock climb, so I don't need that. So let's see, is it worth it?
Oh, here's something I found. The benefits of the KEY are available per guest and include priority check-in at boarding, carry-on bag drop-off and delivery to stateroom, 2 bags per guest, exclusive lunch at specialty dining venue, Voom surf and stream, 1 device, high-speed internet, private hours, onboard activities. So it's everything you said.
Right.
This debarkation, VIP seating, you'll be special.
Yeah. So
how much is it?
Right. But it's just a matter of finding out how much it is. And then
if you have to ask.
Yes. Yeah. But then looking at each one of those benefits and say, yes, I will use 75% of these, therefore it's worth it. No, I won't use any of these. It's not worth it.
$25 a day.
$25.
That's not bad. Oh. KEY price will vary depending on your sailing, but prices start. There's that freeze. They start at $24.99 per guest per day. Must be purchased prior to sailing.
Yeah, so you can't get on the ship and go, ooh, should have thought of that.
I'm not feeling special. I would like the KEY. How much? You can't
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. No, right. No.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we should probably talk a little bit about our November sale.
Oh, can we break and be back?
Oh, sure.
All right. Stand by. November. Okay. That's next on the Fox World Travel Show. What?
Clever.
Yeah.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
924 WTMJ, 35 degrees. It is November 16th, which means it's what?
November.
November. What's November?
November Super Sale. There are deals to be had. Now, sometimes when you hear people on the air talking about sales and they say something like we just said in the last segment, which is starting at or save up to, mm-hmm. you think, yeah, right. Did anybody ever save $600? Because it says save up to $600. 60% off and an instant savings of up to $600. So I challenged a Fox World Travel specialist to find me a spring break trip that would be on. I gave them a set of 3 departure dates.
This is for you.
This is for me. And I said, but I want you to find me one of those deals where I'm saving $600. And guess what? They did.
And they saved you $600
per room because I'm taking the whole family.
Okay.
We're going to Costa Rica. And it is a savings of $600 per room. And I had to get 2 rooms because it's my husband and me and my daughter and her family. There you go.
It's real.
Okay. Mind blowing. But you have to, when your travel specialist says you have to be flexible, that doesn't mean, well, I can leave on the 20th of March in the morning or the afternoon. That's not flexible enough.
All right.
We need 3 or 4 different dates close to the dates that you want to travel, certainly. But by being flexible, I also said I'll fly out of Rockford because there are charter flights out of Rockford. Did you know that?
You have told me that in the past, and you like a direct flight.
Yep. So I said, I'll go to Rockford. It's like going it's easier for me to get to Rockford than it is to get to O'Hare, really.
Okay.
So, yep, we're going out of Rockford. So there are deals to be had. Now, they're going fast. So if you are
it's 600, I mean, come on.
600 a room.
Yeah. All right.
So the sale ends November 21st. So get on it.
My math's not good, but that's like 5 days
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's like right. Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right, folks. And Rose is not prone to exaggeration. No. So it's real. So just call Fox and say, give me that November thing.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Let's head to Pleasant Prairie. That's Tom. That's where Tom is. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So you're thinking about Punta Cana?
Yeah, after the new year with my kids and my wife, I want your opinion on visiting and staying at the resort. We're not looking for any excursions or anything like that.
That is the perfect destination, because although they're working very hard and have been for the last several years to have a lot of offerings off-site, it is not nearly as full of excursion offerings as a place like the Riviera Maya might be. So if you're cool staying at a really great resort with some outstanding beaches and just taking in the sun and the sand, you have picked a great place.
Okay, sounds good. Should there be any concerns? I know recently in the news of some Americans being killed and...
It's gone way quiet.
Yep, because the FBI came out with a report that sort of kind of squelched that said all of these are definitely, we have information on all of them that would lead us to believe that these were natural causes or there was no foul play. So if you Google it, you'll find that FBI report, and then you can read it and make your own decision. But it's a great place to veg, I'll tell you that, and it's part of our November sale.
Awesome. I appreciate the all the information.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate that. All right. I don't know if we can squeeze Judy and Oostburg in. Judy, if you're listening, you are listening on hold. We're going to do you after the news. All right.
You.
So somebody you bumped into last night. The whole process of planning a vacation, because here we are sitting in November, really would be to start with somebody at Fox World Travel and just saying, here's kind of what we want to do. Here's our budget, and here's when we want to go. Am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And they ask you qualifying questions like, what do you like to do when you're on vacation? Tom likes to veg on a beach. That's great. Judy might say, we got to go, 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 because we've got people in our family group that are just antsy.
Right.
They cannot sit on a beach and read a book for seven days.
I know.
I know somebody like that.
You know what I haven't seen in a long time? I have not seen the commercial where the people are in the beach beds in a long time. And that's another thing. I'll see the cruise line commercial where somebody's like, they're in a port and she's laying in bed looking out the window. It's like, go do something. But to each their own, right?
I'm glad you added that little caveat at the end. Yes.
Yes.
Everyone's entitled.
Yes. All right. Don't be cross with me.
I won't.
Right. 30 more minutes.
Rucker.
Join us after the news at 414-799-1620. Hackett & Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, yes. Do you dance at weddings? Rose?
I was actually at a wedding last weekend.
Me too.
And I danced with the flower girl.
Did you? Oh, that's right. Can we tell, is there a quick version of the story?
She put the dress on.
Okay.
She said yes to the dress.
The flower girl for months was not going to wear the dress, was not. And right. She is, do we say obstinate? Can a three-year-old be obstinate?
Oh, my gosh.
And so she was not going to, and this was a big deal, and she wound up wearing the dress. Good job.
We all started getting ready for the wedding, and she said, Mommy, put my dress on. So they did, and away we are. So yes, I did some of that kind of dancing. But you danced, I heard.
I did. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go to Oostburg. That's where you're from.
That's where
Judy is. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Rose.
So you have a question about your family vacation.
Yes.
How many people?
It would be 20 people.
Look at there. So here's the deal about 20. 20 will usually constitute a group. And there are some benefits to doing it as a group trip. Because you can put deposits down, hold the space, and then configure the rooms in the way that make the most sense to get the most bang for your buck. Like you might have to put a kid in somebody else's room just to get the price better, that kind of a thing. And so, so if you usually have between 5 and 10 rooms, you're probably looking at a group. So, yes, Fox can help you with that for sure.
All right.
Now, the big question is where are you going?
Well, we were thinking of maybe some resorts in Mexico.
Yeah, that's perfect. I think with your diversified group of people and the age diversification, especially Riviera Maya, so many resorts cater to families. with children of all ages and lots of excursions to do off-site, but lots of activities on the premises as well.
Okay, so 22 and a half minutes, that's when Fox World Travel will open.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and okay. Judy's in Oostburg, so she can go Monday to the Sheboygan office, too.
Oh, look at that. What a day. All right, let's go to Greendale. That's where Jim is. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I have a question. My wife and I are thinking about going to Jamaica for the first time, and I was looking at there's Sandals Montego Bay and Sandals Royal Caribbean Resort and Private Island. Just wondering, Rose, if you were familiar with either one of those.
I am. I'm actually very familiar with all of the Sandals properties. And you, first of all, can't go wrong with Sandals because it's essentially the people who really started the all-inclusive adult-only craze really have it down to a science. The tough part is not only choosing your resort, but once you've done that, you start looking at those room categories, and they have like 30 room categories at these places. So you might need some help there. And again, call the experts. There's a if you look on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and you say find a destination, you should be able to put in Jamaica and find some people that would be more than happy to help you. And we've actually even got a couple of Sandals specialists also. So you can also send emails to support@foxworldtravel.com. And somebody there will find the right person to help you with it as well. Now, back in the day, we used to kind of steer people a little bit away from the Montego Bay location because it was so incredibly close to the airport. But that really isn't a concern that much anymore. You really don't hear that much going on. So it's just that the Royal Caribbean is a bit further away from the airport than the Montego Bay.
Would you have a preference, Rose, for either one of
Well, the beach is better at the Sandals Montego Bay, quite frankly. So if you're a beach person, I would say that would be the better one. But they're really both spectacular. And if you want to, you can stay at one of them, and they do offer reciprocity. You can go to the other one and spend the day if you want to.
Oh, great. Thanks for
You're
your
welcome.
Help.
Always yep. Yeah. Cool. Again, 866-GO-FOX-GO. They can hook you up.
Okay. They'll hook you up. We are crowded. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We're going to clean up on some text questions, and then we're going to get to the phone calls at 414-799-1620. Hackett & Mortgage Talk and Text Line, Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 and 35 degrees. High today is going to be 40. Cloudy, breezy day. Cloudy night tonight, down to 32. Cloudy tomorrow, wintry mix, changing to rain in the afternoon, and a high of 37. Again, we're sitting at 35 degrees at WTMJ. We're going to Sussex. That's where Barbara is. Hey, Barbara, thanks for waiting.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
We are planning a family trip. It consists of 7 adults and 5 children, ages 12 down to 3 years old. Aren't sure exactly what we want to do, if we wanted to do an all-inclusive resort, but then we're thinking it might be kind of boring for those people who want to do other activities. What would you suggest? And
well,
where would you suggest?
Yeah, so absolutely what you said. I have a very good friend who had a total group of 15 people traveling. That included her children and her grandchildren. And they talked to the children. They had been to a couple of all-inclusive resorts in both Puerto Vallarta and the Riviera Maya. And the tweens and the teens said that the last time they had done an all-inclusive, they were rather bored. Because
right.
It felt like the activities were geared more toward the younger children. There was like a young kids club. And that other than, hanging with each other, they really didn't have an opportunity to do too much. So we had a family meeting with the group, and they agreed that maybe a cruise was a better option. We selected the Royal Caribbean Allure of the Seas. Oasis of the Seas would be another one. That's a sister ship. that is loaded with kids' activities and tween and teen activities, like the Flow Rider that we talked about previously, mm-hmm. or the rock climbing, or the teen club, or events where the kids can actually go to the disco and there is no alcohol served, but they still get to dance and all that kind of business. And they all came back raving about the experience. So that, might be an option.
Royal Caribbean.
Yep. And then pick one of the bigger ships. And again, there's a lot of information to sort through. So the best advice I can give you is go to our website and find a cruise expert. You're in Sussex, so I'm guessing Greenfield or Brookfield would work for you, and sit down and really go through your options. And they will be able, again, be able to configure your cabins in a way that gets you the most bang for your buck and puts the people in the right rooms to get the best pricing.
Text from Janice. She says, hey, Rose, we're going to Costa Rica. Before going, should we getting any of the suggested shots like Hep A or typhoid meds? Any thoughts on drinking the water or uncooked food, stuff like
that? Yeah, so I'm taking the whole family to Costa Rica, and I know we will not be getting any of those shots because they are recommended, not required, and the water in Costa Rica is absolutely drinkable.
Okay.
And almost every resort is still going to give you bottled water, and whenever I have a chance to drink bottled water over tap water, I'm going to do it.
Do it. Okay, another text question. On the November sale, best area to stay weather-wise and south of here. How
yeah,
so it's November is going on. It's limited. It only goes till what, next Thursday?
The 21st. So it actually includes yet some travel for 2019, if you're thinking about that. So without knowing the month, the more south you can go, the more likely your weather's going to be better. Sometimes we have found that when you do Riviera Maya or even the Bahamas, especially, that's only 90 miles off of the coast of Florida, if you go too early in January, the nights can be quite cool. If you're doing February or March, anything in Mexico, anything in Jamaica, anything like that is going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Our special correspondent, Judy, is in Janesville. Hey, Judy.
Good morning.
Morning. So get us up to speed. We're talking about something and you know about it.
Yes, my husband and I are Sandals ambassadors, and we've been to Sandals Montego Bay and Royal Caribbean many, many times. As far as Sandals Montego Bay is concerned, it tends to have a little bit younger crowd. It tends to be a little bit more of a party atmosphere.
Why do you think that is? Is it because it's a little bit less expensive?
I don't know exactly. When MoBay was the only one, there were a lot of young Americans and young Canadians that were there.
Hmm.
And so it kind of got that feeling right from the very beginning. On the other hand, Royal Caribbean is a little bit smaller property.
Right.
A little bit more... Gemütlichkeit. And there are people from all over the world there.
So it's a little bit more international. You're going to get a European vibe, and you're going to get a Canadian, an American, and maybe even some Aussies?
Oh, yes, for sure. And for a while there, we had a number of Japanese as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the Royal Caribbean, it was not unusual to have a couple celebrating their wedding and somebody celebrating their 50th anniversary.
So a very diverse group with regard to age.
Very much so, and as far as background as well. The nice thing is the shuttle bus. You can go back and forth between the two properties. It's a Sandals shuttle bus, doesn't cost you anything, and it delivers you directly from one property to another. So you can go visit for an hour, for a lunch, for a dinner, because you have reciprocity of all facilities.
That's a really good, and lots of times people say there's reciprocity at their various resorts, but then they don't offer you the transportation. And so by the time you pick up a cab or something like that, that benefit is no longer that wonderful of a benefit.
Thank you, Judy, special correspondent. We're going to break. We're going to be back. 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, let's get to Renee in Milwaukee real quick. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm I'm curious about a trip to Norway. I always wanted to go to the beaches of Normandy. I think I said that wrong. I said Norway. Normandy, where my dad crossed on D-Day.
No kidding.
And I'm not sure if, you know, if that's something I could plan on my own, or is that best to plan through a group? And does Fox Travel have a group that does this?
Absolutely, positively. So one of the groups that you might take a look at on our website, foxworldtravel.com, then you go to the groups page, you will find one that we are doing. It's a repeat. It's called France, Belgium, and the Battlefields with Colleen Allsburg. This is identical to the one I did this past July. We have a knowledgeable, amazing gentleman by the name of John Bromage, who is a World War I, World War II expert. And unlike many of the group travel offerings where they spend a day or two in Normandy, this actually spends 4 days in Normandy. It is one of the most spectacular things I've ever been a part of. And I've been to the American Cemetery at Normandy more than several times, and this was my most moving, touching experience. This particular trip also goes to the American Cemetery in Luxembourg as well. And I can't tell you how great it was. Now, if that doesn't work out for you, we certainly have other offerings. Another thing that you can do is we can get you a private guide once you are in Normandy. Because it's one thing to go there and stand on the beach and, you know, kind of have that kind of experience. But when you've got an expert along with you who can take you places that you wouldn't have even thought to go, museums that maybe are not even on the radar, it's the most amazing experience ever. So anybody, again, check out our website, foxworldtravel.com. That group for September is on there. Colleen still has space on it if you're interested. But if that doesn't work out for you, we can still help you out on an individual basis.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, welcome. Renee, do you know what beach your dad went in on?
I think it was Omaha.
It was Omaha. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you'll go. They will take you to Utah. They will take you to Omaha. They will take you to Juneau. I mean, you can see them all because they're different and they have a different, each one, of course, has a different story. But it might be very worth your while to consider either going with that group where John Bromage, the expert, is, or doing it on your own with a private guide.
Mm. Renee, thank you for the call. We were talking earlier about cell phone service when you're overseas. We were talking about mobile. That's the one that Rose uses and recommends, M-O-B-A-L. And we had a text from our buddy in Sheboygan Falls, and he said, hey, does that work in just the port, or does it work on the ship, or what?
That particular one works on the ship because it's a satellite phone. So when I cruise, I do bring that phone with me for emergencies only, because it's still pretty expensive. You are still paying the price to bounce off a satellite in the middle of the ocean. But there is no other way. I mean, you can buy the Wi-Fi package and all that kind of thing, but if you really and truly need to make a phone call, you got to have a satellite phone.
But the Wi-Fi package, that's a little steep, isn't it? A little spendy?
They're getting less expensive. Yeah. Instead of by the minute, which used to drive me crazy, I'd be on my device and I'd see the thing spinning and it wouldn't connect, and the minutes were going away. Now they give it to you by megabytes.
Okay. So you mentioned during a commercial break something about wine that caught my attention. So what's up with the wine?
Yes. I almost neglected to mention this fabulous travel show that's coming up on December 10th. Now, this is going to be limited seating. So if you are considering doing this, I really encourage you to RSVP online or 866-GO-FOX-GO. Do it over the phone. It is Wine and Walt. It is Wine and Walt, which means we're going to have a glass of wine and we're going to talk about all things Walt Disney.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be so cool. We're going to have a bunch of members of our dream team. It's our Disney dream team. These people are incredible. They have pixie dust flowing through their veins. They're lovely, lovely ladies who actually are leaving on a trip together on Sunday to go there to even learn more about Disney. So by the time they get back, they're just going to be a wealth of information. This is the time to talk about Disney World, Disneyland, and Disney cruising. And the representative for the Midwest, Frank, is going to be there as well. We're going to answer those questions, but we really, really would love to sit down and chat about all things Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise.
Okay, and in our waning moments, November.
November ends on the 21st of November. If you are thinking about getting out of Dodge yet, because after all, it did snow on Halloween and a few more times since then, and you can't wait until winter is really upon us, certainly we can help you with that. But if you have been hesitating about, I don't know, do I want to go someplace in February or March, and the snow has prompted you to make a quicker decision, now's the time to make that move.
There you go. Rose, good to see you again.
Yes, I will not be here next week because I'm going to Miami to check out NCL's new ship, the Encore, but
I'm sorry, for a second, I thought you said you weren't here for next week, but that couldn't be.
It's very true. You're going to, a member of the Dream Team is actually going to be with you next week.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right, see ya.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.